Live, on air, online, and on the Highland Radio app. This is Highland Radio News.
Good evening, it's 5 o'clock. This is the main evening news on Highland Radio with Donald Kavanagh. In this bulletin, the Cathaoirleach of Donegal County Council questions the fact that GoSafe operated a speed check on the four-lane road between the Polestar and Dryart roundabouts in Letterkenny last Friday as the speed limit signs were being changed from 100 to 80. Councillor Gerard McMonagall is seeking clarification. Gardaí and Donegal say there's anecdotal evidence that illegal fireworks and bangers aren't as prevalent as they used to be in the county. We'll be speaking to the Crime Prevention Officer as people gear up for a night of Halloween celebration. There were seven people waiting for beds at Letterkenny University Hospital this morning, and we hear of Letterkenny civil servant who pleaded guilty to 12 charges relating to accessing information. Later in the bulletin at around 5:15, we'll have Kenny Harkin here with all the latest sports news, including confirmation that the technical group have not recommended Ireland for the World Cup in rugby in 2023. The recommendation is that it go to South Africa. It's not a binding recommendation, but Ireland's hopes of hosting that competition severely dashed today, and there'll be a full report on that on the sports news this evening from Kenny Harkin with the rest of today's sports news as well. Good evening. The Cathaoirleach of Donegal County Council has questioned GoSafe operating a speed check on the four-lane road between the Polestar and Dryart roundabouts in Letterkenny last Friday. The van was in place as new signs were being erected, dropping the legal speed limit from 100 to 80 kilometres an hour. The lower limit was passed earlier this year, but only came into force with the erection of new signage on Friday. As the signs were being changed, a GoSafe van was operating a speed check. Well, Councillor Gerry McMonagall is seeking clarification as to what limit the van was checking. He says if it was 80 kilometres an hour, then anyone caught as the signs were being changed should have that offence waived.
I would say it would be unfair, because I think the fact that it has been a number of months since the mileage was changed, it had gone out of people's mind, I would imagine. And then for the signs to be getting put up on a GoSafe van there, you know, it leaves a lot to be desired. I've had a couple of phone calls about this, people inquiring. I've sent off an email and I'm waiting a response as to was the van there to detect those travelling over 100 kilometres as the road was up until last Friday, or was it there to detect the new speed limits and that's the 80 kilometres which has been reduced to. But again, I think we should have had a public information notice out there just to say that the signs are now being erected, and as from whatever date it was, that the enforcement of 80 kilometres will be met.
In the interests of fairness and perhaps even public relations, do you think if it's found that they were clocking people over 80, that those fines, at least on the day in question, should be waived?
I think they should be, you know, for a bit of common sense was employed here, because, as I say, the work was ongoing, although it was a number of months ago. It couldn't be, the new speed limit couldn't be enforced, as you're aware, until such times as the signs went up. And then for a GoSafe van to be parked at the side of the road on one of the days that the signs were being erected, well, you can make your own mind up.
And that was Councillor Gerard McMonagall, the Cathaoirleach of Donegal County Council, speaking there to Greg Hughes. Gardaí and Donegal say there is anecdotal evidence that illegal fireworks and bangers are not as prevalent as they used to be in the county. Issuing a Halloween safety message this afternoon, the Donegal Division Crime Prevention Officer, Sergeant Paul Wallace, said the force locally has been proactive in intercepting such articles, which he says can be very dangerous. Urging people to be responsible and respectful in their celebrations tonight, Sergeant Wallace urged them to attend one of the many organised events across the region. He says unlicensed fireworks have been proven to be dangerous, particularly when bought in dubious circumstances.
We would just like to say to the parents to be responsible, the kids to be responsible as well, and to be mindful that elderly people and animals in particular can be very vulnerable at this time of year.
Are the problems as widespread as they used to be? One gets the feeling that there used to be a lot more bangers and a lot more fireworks around than have been in evidence in more recent years. Is that the case?
Yeah, well, we've taken a proactive approach to Operation Tombola, which is a focus on this, and it would appear, and I'm subject to correction, that there seems to be less bangers and fireworks being let off particularly in the urban areas. Hopefully that parents are being proactive in discussing the dangers of fireworks with their children. Maybe children themselves have basically said, we're not getting involved in this kind of activity because, number one, it can be dangerous, can cause serious injury, and it also causes discomfort to older people and to animals. Maybe the message is starting to get through. We have tried our best in consultation with people in the community and with the cooperation and help of people in the community to thwart these vans that used to traditionally go around, particularly around housing estates, masquerading as whatever, selling these fireworks, because a lot of these are made in far off lands where safety standards are very questionable. And sadly, over the years, anybody who's had to visit A&E around Halloween, or the people that work up there, would tell you the tales of people having injuries to their eyes, faces, hands, limbs, arms. Maybe the message is getting through that people are going to the properly organised blaze.
And that was Sergeant Paul Wallace. Meanwhile, Derry City and Strabane District Council is reminding anyone attending the celebrations in the city this evening that the Halloween Carnival and fireworks display is getting underway shortly. The Derry Halloween Carnival Parade departs from Queen's Quay at 7. It moves along Boating Club Lane to the Strand Road, then proceeds along Strand Road to Harbour Square roundabout before going along the Foyle Embankment to Water Street and returning back towards the quay, finishing at the council car park at approximately 8:15. The parade will then be followed at 8:15 by the fireworks display on the Foyle. The council says motorists should note Queen's Quay will be closed to traffic from 6:00 until 8:30 this evening. There have been traffic and parking restrictions in place in the city all day. There were 7 people awaiting beds at Letterkenny University Hospital this morning, according to the INMO, 5 of them on trolleys in the emergency department. The most overcrowded hospital this morning was Limerick University Hospital, with 57 people waiting there. Nationally, 359 people were awaiting admission at acute hospitals around the country. A Letterkenny civil servant has pleaded guilty to 12 charges relating to accessing information from social welfare files to pass on to private investigators, for which he was paid a total of over €6,000, Donegal Town Circle Court was told. 50-year-old Rory Lenihan of 2A Balladurg, Letterkenny, pleaded guilty to a charge that while being an officer employed by the Social Community and Family Affairs Department, he corruptly accepted a gift or consideration to the credit of just over €500 into his Ulster bank account in Donegal Town on April 21st, 2008, by checking information on individuals on social welfare that would help a private investigator in locating those individuals. With more details, here's Catherine Gaffney.
The defendant pleaded guilty to 11 identical charges in relation to various sums ranging between €400 and €600 that happened on dates in May, July, August, November and December of the same year. He also pleaded guilty to identical charges on dates in March, April, May, June, July and August of 2009. The defendant was paid a total of just over €6,000. The court was told that other charges were not being proceeded with and the pleas to sample charges were acceptable. Defence counsel Peter Nolan said this was a Letterkenny case and asked for an adjournment to the next sitting of Letterkenny Circuit Court on January 23rd. He said the defendant had no previous convictions. Judge John Aylmer adjourned the case to that date for the preparation of a probation report. The defendant was remanded on bail until that date.
Derry City and Strabane District Council has picked up a prestigious, highly commended Council of the Year Award at the Social Enterprise Awards Northern Ireland 2017. The ceremony took place at the Stormont Hotel in Belfast. The Mayor of Derry and Strabane Council, Councillor Melissa McHugh, said it recognises the great work that's being done to promote and support social enterprises in the region. With more, here's Gail Conway.
Louise Breslin, business manager with Derry City and Strabane District Council, attended the award ceremony at Stormont. She says the council's engaged in a very important strategic partnership with Enterprise Northwest and has a proven track record to creating social enterprise regeneration throughout the city and the district. She says growing the local economy is council's number one strategic priority, with a number of programmes including tendering support, exploring enterprise and tailored mentoring, all of which attract participation from social enterprises. Ms. Breslin says the council sees the social economy sector as vital contributors to future growth. Meanwhile, Mayor McHugh says the award rightly recognises council's ongoing efforts to support local social enterprises in reaching their full potential.
That report from Gail Conway. There are calls for more police patrols in industrial areas of Strabane after another business premises in the area was broken into last night. Significant damage was caused to Glen Fresh Foods last night. It's the latest property to be targeted over the weekend. It's believed there's a gang of youths behind the incidents. When confronted by a neighbouring business owner, they also attacked his vehicle. Councillor Patsy Kelly says this was totally unnecessary. He says the police must take action.
We've been calling on the police to increase their patrols. Within this latest attack was at the Glen Fresh premises on the Dublin Road. It's young people again that were looking for pallets but decided then to wreck and vandalise the property, which is wasn't very nice. And I think from what one of the owners said to me was in a message that if they'd have came and asked for pallets, they would have got them. But the fact is that these guys went in and then wrecked and vandalised. It's unacceptable, but we're calling on the police now to increase their patrols and knowing what's happened in the past and these different areas, these young people looking for pallets. Police, I respect, should be out patrolling more within these areas where they know pallets would be, like the industrial estates within the town.
Well, why are you saying that there is responsibility on the police to increase patrols and so on? Is there not an onus on parents to know where their children are too?
Huge onus on parents to know where their kids are. And there is a campaign, there's one very PCSP is, do you know where your kid is tonight, your kids are tonight? And you know, that is the fact, the question has to be asked to all parents, did they know where their kids were last night? You know, as this worrying trend, the business owners now having to pay the cost, pick up the cost of repairing damaged property. Which is not acceptable.
Sport on Highland is brought to you by Michael Murphy Sports and Leisure's Kids Midterm Sale, this week only. Gear up at michaelmurphysports.ie.
Time just approaching 5:15, time for sports news. We say good evening to Kenny Harkin.
Thanks, Donal. Good evening. We'll start with some rugby news, and Ireland's bid team are refusing to give up hosting the 2023 Rugby World Cup. Irish hopes have been dashed with the news that South Africa have been unanimously recommended to stage the tournament. An evaluation report handed the Rainbow Nation the highest score across the five key criteria. France came second, with Ireland trailing in third in all categories, with the significant work needed on the Irish stadiums and the bid cited as a major disadvantage. Bid chairman Dick Springs says they've guaranteed that work would be complete on time.
Rugby World Board have no worries about Ireland's capacity to deliver the financial results that they require to run rugby. It really came down to the quality of the stadia. I think they just didn't seem to assess or allow for the overlay that we have said we would do in our brochure. We did a special brochure on the stadium, knowing that we had work to do to catch up with the others, but we guarantee that work will be done well in advance of 2023.
Well, the final decision will be made by the World Rugby Council, who will vote in London on the 15th of November. Elsewhere, Conor Murray, he's the Guinness Rugby Writers Player, Ireland Player of the Year. It's the first time the Lions, Ireland and Munster scrum half has won the award. In Gaelic games, it's been confirmed that the All-Ireland final, the All-Ireland hurling final, will be played on Sunday, August the 19th, with the football final on Sunday, September the 2nd. The GAA have unveiled their 2018 Masters fixtures plan. There have been a number of changes to accommodate the new look championship and to keep April free for club games. The Division 1 and 2 Football League finals will be the only inter-county fixture staged that month, on Saturday the 1st. The Football Super 8s will start on the weekend of the 14th and 15th of July. Four games will be played at Croke Park on the first weekend, and there'll be just a single week between the last phase Super 8s and the All-Ireland Senior Football Semi-Finals. The Ulster Final has been scheduled for Sunday the 24th of June. Well, Donegal, they get their championship underway on the May the 13th when they play Cavan. That's in the preliminary round, and the winners of that will be in action against Derry on May the 20th. 7th. Tyrone, they begin their Ulster Championship against Monaghan on May the 20th. Well, the venues and times for the semi-finals of the Ulster Club Championships have been confirmed by the Ulster Council. Oisín Kelly reports.
Kilcar will meet defending provincial senior champion Slochneil at Hilly Park in Umagh on Saturday the 11th of November. The game will throw in at 6:30 p.m. The other senior semi-final will be played on Sunday the 12th, with Derry Gonley and Cavan Gaels meeting in Clonus at 2. Donegal Intermediate champions Milford will return to the athletic grounds in Armagh on Sunday the 12th of November for their meeting with Ross Trevor of Down at 2:30. The other semi-final involving Moy and Newbridge will also be in Armagh with an earlier 12:45. 5 start. Niamh Columbkill's last four fixture with Tari Ray in the Junior Championship will take place on Sunday the 12th at Celtic Park in Derry. That one will throw in for the Newton side at 2:30 p.m. The second Junior semi-final between Derry Trasna and Ballinalech will be playing in Clonus at 12:15.
Well, in the hurling action, the Ulster Hurling Junior Championship Club Championship final this weekend, it's Setanta, the Donegal representatives, they're taking on Namah, the Derry representatives. That game throws in Ballymafay at 2 o'clock this Sunday the 5th. Moving on to soccer, and Everton are said to be preparing an approach for Burnley manager Sean Dyche. The 46-year-old has been the leading candidate to replace Ronald Koeman at Goodison Park since the Dutchman was sacked last week. There has been increased speculation after Burnley defeated Newcastle 1-0 at Turf Moor last night to move to 7th in the Premier League. Republic of Ireland's Jeff Hendrick, he scored the winning goal in the 74th minute. Well, tonight Manchester United are aiming to secure their place in the last 16 of the Champions League. Jose Mourinho's men will qualify for the knockout stages with two group games to spare if they defeat Benfica at Old Trafford and CSKA Moscow fail to win at Basel. Chelsea, they'll move 5 points clear at the top of their pool if they defeat Roma in Italy this evening, while Celtic, they welcome German giants Bayern Munich to Glasgow. All those games kick off at 7:45. There's also 10 games in the Championship. Tonight, leaders Sheffield United, they make the trip to Queen's Park Rangers. Second place Wolves, they're away to Norwich. In the Scottish Premiership tonight, Kilmarnock, they host Hibernian. And an Irish Premiership, it's top against bottom Coleraine, they play Gavin Dyke's Ballinamallard. In other news, Harry Kane took part in Tottenham's training session today as he bids to prove his fitness ahead of tomorrow's Champions League clash against Real Madrid. Kane missed a Spurs defeat to Manchester United on Saturday with a hamstring injury, but showed no visible sign of discomfort during a light session this morning. His return at Wembley would represent a massive boost for Spurs, given Kane has scored 5 goals in 3 European games so far. And Liverpool manager Jurgen Klopp doesn't know whether Philip Coutinho or Dejan Lovren will be fit for tomorrow's Champions League game against Maribor. Both missed their Premier League win over Huddersfield on Saturday, with Lovren injured in the warm-up. Meanwhile, Lovren says he was sent a death threat against his family on social media. He posted a screenshot on Instagram of a message where someone said they'd murder his family. The defender's performance was criticised after a 4-1 defeat by Tottenham earlier this month. And Watford and Stoke have been charged by the Football Association for failing to control their players. Now, there was a melee during the closing stages of Stoke's 1-0 win at Vicarage Road in the Premier League on Saturday, and Watford striker Troy Deeney, he's been charged with violent conduct for his part in the incident. In boxing, Jason Quigley has seen his ranking with the World Boxing Association move into the top 10. He has jumped one place to 10th following his NABF title win over Glenn Tappy in March of this year. At the start of October, Jason also jumped 2 places to 12th in the WBC World Rankings. The Donegal man hasn't boxed since because of a hand injury that he picked up in the fight back, but is back in training in LA, having been given the all clear. He hopes to have a fight before the year's out. Since turning pro in 2014, Jason has a polished 13-0 record. And Katie Taylor's next fight will be in England in December. Reports suggested that the wound above her right eye would rule the new WBA lightweight world champion out of action until the new year. The 2012 Olympic champion needed 3 stitches after sustaining the injury in her win over Anya Sanchez in Cardiff last weekend. Taylor will now headline a card on December the 15th ahead of attempting to unify the lightweight belts in a Dublin homecoming bout next year. And finally for this evening in golf, former coach Butch Harmon says he's delighted Tiger Woods will be back playing competitive golf soon. He'll return at the tournament he hosts in the Bahamas at the end of November. The 14-time major champion's latest injury has kept him out since February. That's all your sport for this evening. The next sport here in Highland will be after the 8:30 news tomorrow morning. For the moment, it's back to Donald.
Thank you, Kenny. A Donegal councillor is raising concern over the impact plastic bottles are having on the environment. Councillor Terence Slowey raised the issue at the recent sitting of Donegal County Council. He urged the authority and the Department of the Environment to reduce single-use plastic waste in the county. The majority of Ireland's recycled plastic is imported by China. However, in 2 years' time, China has announced it will no longer do so. Councillor Slowey says it's an issue that needs to be addressed.
Single-use plastic bottles, there's 500 million of them produced every year and they're only used once. If you walk around any town in Donegal. They're stuck in hedges, they're thrown out car windows, and those that are recycled are being sent to China at the moment, but the Chinese have decided that in 2 years' time they won't take them any longer. So we're going to have to probably send them to landfill or else find some other use for them. But they stay in the environment for 200 years. They're causing all kinds of problems in that they don't biodegrade, they photodegrade, so sunlight breaks them down into little pieces. So birds are eating them, sea life, so they're everywhere, all over our planet, and we need to get rid of them. We need to stop using single-use plastic, and we need to go back to glass or paper bottles or whatever. I'm just calling in Donegal County Council, and I got the full support of all members of the council to ask that we would stop using single-use plastic.
And as you did say, 87% of plastic bottles is recycled. But as you said as well, what do we do in 2 years' time when China stops taking it?
Maybe some of the incinerators can take them. But there's a problem burning plastic because of the content of them. You have to make sure that there isn't anything going to be going out into the environment if you do that. So it's over to the Department of the Environment and for us to look to see what we can do. Places like Germany and that are going back to glass. And they're also giving, when you return your glass bottle, you get maybe 20 cents or whatever on the bottle. And I know it's going to make more difficult for retailers, but we can't continue to pollute our planet with plastic the way we are, because it's actually injuring the environment and eventually injure ourselves.
And that was Councillor Terence Slowey speaking there to Michaela Clark. The disputed Catalan president says he's not running from justice after going to Belgium. He's been speaking to reporters in Brussels and has called for people to avoid violence and make dialogue the priority. Carles Puigdemont is facing a rebellion charge in Spain after the region's parliament declared independence last Friday. Well, the Cathaoirleach of the municipal district in Inishowen is calling on the Irish government to recognise Catalonia's independence. Speaking earlier today on the 9 till noon show, Councillor Jack Murray said given Ireland's historic experience, the government should be strongly supporting Catalonia. He says we do have a very good contribution to make to this ongoing issue.
I think given our own historical perspective, we've something to offer. I think we've been through this. Well, although the country's still partitioned, we know what it's like for an independent struggle, and I think we should be offering support for the Catalan people. Even more recent examples, if you look at Lithuania declared independence in 1990, until Iceland became the first in 1991 to recognise Lithuanian independence, and a number of countries then followed suit. And Lithuania now, as we all know, is a member of the EU, to a modern developed Western country.
Well, the forecast for this evening, outbreaks of rain in places, but dry for most of the time. Tonight will be mainly dry again in most areas. Rain and drizzle may become persistent near west and north coasts. Lowest temperatures 9 or 10 degrees Celsius in mostly moderate southwest winds. Tomorrow, bright with some sunshine, just occasional light rain. Highest temperatures 12 to 14 degrees Celsius in light southwest winds, veering to the northwest later in the day. And that's Highland Radio News for now. Looking at the closing headlines. And the Cathaoirleach of Donegal County Council is questioning the fact that GoSafe operated a speed check on the four-lane road between the Polestar and Dryart roundabouts in Letterkenny last Friday as new speed limit signs were being erected, dropping the legal limit from 100 to 80 kilometres an hour. Councillor Jerry McMonagall says if an 80 kilometre an hour limit was being enforced by the vans as the signs were changing, anyone caught should have those offences waived. Gardaí and Donegal say there is anecdotal evidence that illegal fireworks and bangers are not as prevalent as they used to be in the county. Gardaí are warning of the dangers of illegal fireworks as Halloween celebrations get underway. Meanwhile, Derry City and Strabane Council is warning people that there are traffic delays already. Parking restrictions in place in Queen's Quay and Derry closes tonight between 6 and 8:30. We're back with news headlines at 6. Good evening. The obituary notices for this Tuesday evening, the 31st of October. The death has taken place of Sheila McGettigan, Kilconnell, Glebe, Kilmacrennan, née Donaghy, formerly of Carrowmore, Glenelly. Her remains will repose at her home from 6 o'clock this evening. Funeral on Thursday at 12 noon in St. Columba's Church, Kilmacrennan, with burial afterwards in the adjoining cemetery. House private, please, on the morning of the funeral. Family flowers only, please. Donations in lieu of desired to palliative care, Letterkenny, care of any family member. The sudden death has taken place at his home of Harry Arbuckle Jr., 16 McGurr Park, Strabane. His remains will repose at his wife Wendy Arbuckle's home at 261 Ballycolman Estate, Strabane, from 9 o'clock tonight. Funeral from his wife's home on Thursday morning at 9:20 for Requiem Mass in St Mary's Church, Melmount, at 10 o'clock. Interment afterwards in the adjoining cemetery. Donations in lieu of flowers, please, to AWARE, care of Quigley Funeral Directors, 1A Newton Place, Strabane. Family time, please, from 11pm to 11am. The death has taken place of James Alexander Alex McConnell, Selbridge, County Kildare. His remains will repose at Carroll and O'Neill Funeral Home, Thornhill, Maynooth Road, Selbridge, this evening from 6pm until 8pm. Funeral service on Thursday in Christchurch, Selbridge at 2 o'clock. Cremation afterwards in Mount Jerome Crematorium. Family flowers only, please. Donations in lieu, if desired, to Crumlin Children's Hospital. House private, please, at all times. The death has taken place at Buncrana Nursing Unit of Bridie Lochery. Her remains are reposing at her home in Trillick, Buncrana. Funeral Mass on Thursday in St Mary's Cockhill, Buncrana at 11 o'clock, with burial afterwards in the adjoining graveyard. The house is private, please, from 10pm to 10am. The death has occurred of Ellen McMenamin, née Kane, Rerea, New Mills, Letterkenny. Her remains are reposing at her son Paul's residence at Rerea. Funeral Mass tomorrow morning at 11 o'clock in St Columbus Church, Glen Swilly, with interment afterwards in the family plot at New Lake Cemetery. Family time, please, from 10pm until 10am. And the death has taken place of Terence Doherty, the Quay, Milford. His remains are reposing at his late residence. Requiem Mass tomorrow at 1 in St Peter's Church, Milford, with burial afterwards in Milford Cemetery. Family flowers only, please. Donations in lieu, if desired, to Remelton Community Hospital Patients Comfort Fund, care of Sweeney Funeral Directors, or any family member.